Hi, this is Stu, the good-looking half of Sip and Chew. I want to tell you about my new gig at Bellisera Gardens in Locksley, Alabama. Bellisera Gardens is 15 of the most beautiful acres on the Gulf Coast. Sculpted in the rolling hills of Baldwin County, we offer a wedding experience like no other. We have the facilities for both indoor and outdoor weddings and receptions. Oh, and the food ain't half bad either. June wedding season is just around the corner, so give us a call at 251-327-7571.
Chef Rob, the Irish Pub and Grill, you're listening to Ben Chew with Mike and Stu.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on
FM Talk. Oh, okay. Well, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike. Jeez.
Oh, we're on the
air. Yeah, that's why he kept saying we're on the air. Mics are hot.
Okay, well,
That bottle of Dasani there? Because it clearly is not Dasani.
I'm thinking he refilled that bottle.
No, I got that fresh out of my refrigerator.
Well, it could have been refilled last night.
What was in
it
when you put it in there?
Yeah, there you go.
Nothing.
You know, all I know is the paint is starting to melt off the ceiling right above that bottle.
Just because vodka and gin is clear doesn't mean that's
not ever clear? Is that what that means?
It just tastes like water to me.
Yeah, at this point.
It tastes like water to me, so. Well, good morning. This is kind of our belated four-year anniversary show. Happy anniversary, Stu.
Happy Año de Cuatro.
4 years?
4 years we've been on air, Charlie.
No wonder I'm so tired.
Yeah, you ought to take a nap sometime. We do during the show.
I love I've taking been naps on to. Air.
Yeah.
So anyway.
No one can ever tell.
It's that...
It's our stream. No, either one of us. It's our stream of consciousness discussion pattern.
But actually, anyway. Actually, you guys are at home asleep. You're dreaming this. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to get up, get dressed all over again, and come in.
Like Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, huh?
Kind of.
Okay. All right.
Only without Andy McDowell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, well. Well, anyway, I'm thrilled that we've been on the air here for 4 years now, and
y'all still listen.
And y'all still listen, that's right.
You would undoubtedly accept a few congratulatory phone calls.
And you know,
I doubt it because John from Fish River had a big blowout. I thought the party was today.
No, it's yesterday.
Yeah.
And
well,
you missed it?
Yeah, working on the house.
I did not know it was his birthday, though.
Yeah. So happy birthday, John from Fish River.
Give us a call if you're up.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, John.
Yeah, happy birthday, John.
He may have just gone to bed.
We played with it, but the idea of stopping by there, but we were running behind like it was, so wasn't able to get down there. But we'll make it up to John.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow. Sue, I brought us some breakfast this morning.
Yeah, so did I.
Okay, what'd you bring?
Beef jerky.
Well, we're thinking alike.
Yeah. Is this yours?
Yeah, that's actually Cal.
Well, let me tell you what. I bet mine is a little more exotic than yours.
Yeah.
I would think so.
I bet mine's a whole lot more local than yours.
Probably so, because I don't know where they make this stuff. But
where does pythons live?
Well, they don't live
anywhere here. They want
they live
to.
In people's
in,
houses.
Rainforests, people. So.
Everglades.
Well, yeah, but not naturally. Naturally, you're looking probably either the Amazon or the Congo, maybe.
Yeah.
I saw that on an episode of Naked and Afraid.
Okay. Who had who?
You mean no, naked and skeert?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a difference between naked and naked.
Well, no, I said
naked means
naked on
nude,
person.
No clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Naked means no clothes on, up to something.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what naked is.
Well, you know, speaking of naked.
Sorry if I used the wrong.
Yesterday was National Gardening Nude Day.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing it posted as the 7th and the 2nd and the 6th and all that.
Dude, it's
come to
fictional.
Find out.
It's not real.
It's the first Saturday of every May. It's National
Yeah, there was some kind of nude day. Kind of horse race or something.
I'm going on notice right now. If Bill Finch shows up in the nude, I'm leaving.
Well, he'll have his hair in a ponytail. Don't worry.
No, okay. Well, that'll cover his
horse
neck.
Race yesterday. Like always, I don't ever pay attention. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I'm not going to sit through 3 hours of pregame to watch 150 seconds worth of horses running in a circle.
Yeah.
When I can just catch the entire race on the news 30 minutes later.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, well, what was really outstanding about their coverage?
Don't know who was in it. Don't know who won it, except
good memories.
Well, the thing was, the lead jockey, the horse that won, the jockey had not one drop of mud on him because he was out front. All the best stuff were all covered in mud. It was raining.
And his horse was a mudder.
Okay. A clean jockey means you came in first.
He came in first, and he didn't have a drop of mud on him, but everybody—
Can I throw an attaboy out real quick?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I do that, right, Michael ahead. Quattro Bailey?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Good nickname.
In case y'all haven't seen it, Rive Garcia owns a place called Taquiera El Asador in Pensacola. A little taco joint, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little Pensacola. Nice little town. We love it. It's our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
One of the top 50 taco joints in the entire United States.
Really?
Wow.
And that's saying something. So Taco El Asador, I don't know where in Pensacola, but, you know, there's not going to be more than one. Google it.
What does that mean?
I don't know that one. Well, I know what taco means.
Yeah, I know what El means.
The way Mike Googles is he types it on the Facebook, hey, does anybody know where I can find this? And he lets them Google things for him.
Oh, well, that
which is a good little plan, because then everybody does everything else, and then he comes back, you know, an hour later, and he's got links directly to what he wants to go to. That's called
are people texting? Googling
for silvers. That's what that's called. Googling for silvers.
There you go.
I just wanted to get that. I thought that was
good. I'll have to give that a try next time I'm over there.
Mm-hmm. And we got a guest at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, we do. Who?
The beautiful Venetrius Jackson from V Sweet Treats is going to come on and talk to us about cakes and whatnot we can get for Mother's Day.
Is she coming here in person?
No, I am sorry to tell you that, Charlie. She will be calling in.
Yeah, because the price of admission, you know, is a box of sweets or some kind of nourishment.
Yeah, but I want everybody to stick around for that because Mother's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and I will be the first ones to tell you you're not going to have them forever. So enjoy them while you can.
Amen.
And that means don't enjoy them in the lobby of a Fern Bar or stinking chain restaurant.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mom deserves better to be shoved up in the lobby of a Fern Bar for an hour and a half so that she can eat cold chicken Alfredo.
Well, better than that is if you don't go out, go cook her something.
Hey, there's something. She cooked for you for 18 years.
If you can cook longer. If you can cook, you need to cook for your mama.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or your spouse, who is the mother of your children.
Exactly.
Week from today, right?
Yeah. Week from today.
Next week. So, wow. That's hard to believe. Summer's almost here.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's almost
here. No, summer has been here.
Yeah,
except this week has been spring again. It's been wonderful. It's the second May in a row we got a cold snap like this.
We've had three or four cold snaps in the last month.
And I love it.
I do, too.
Wow. Yeah. And like Bill Finch said, that's going to really make my tomatoes take off.
It's going to make peaches good this year, I'll bet.
Oh, because
they need those chill nights.
Chilton County peaches, Mike.
There you go.
Yep.
That's good stuff there.
I'm just looking at the corn last night.
Growing over there, not the band?
Okay. I cannot wait till fresh local corn is available.
Talking about fresh local.
Silver King. I love
You know John Gibson, Bills by the Beach?
Uh-huh.
No, Chris Sherrill, Florida.
I certainly do.
You know Brody Olive from Voyagers?
I happen to know
three of the best chefs in the entire Gulf region. Don't you agree?
I do agree.
Award winners, all of them.
Absolutely.
They're pairing up Thursday, May 11th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the door, for the Big Beach Bites and Brew.
Wow.
It is they're representing the nuisance group. You know, getting rid of all them fishes and stuff in the Gulf that aren't supposed to be in the Gulf, like lionfish that are a danger to all of the fish we do love.
Not in our Gulf, anyway.
We should get rid of some of the red snapper, too. They're overpopulated.
Second segment's all red snapper. Mike, you don't even need to talk unless you want to yell, too.
I'm going to eat my python beef jerky.
You gave it away.
Yeah, but that's going to be our taste.
But tune into Studio 10 tomorrow. John Gibson will be on there cooking a little something up, and he'll tell you all about this event.
Folks, where's it going to be?
Orange Beach, it's not in this. That's why I said tune in tomorrow. Oh, okay. I think it may be at Voyagers, but I'm not sure. But I will get that information before the show's over, and I've shared it onto our Facebook page.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, folks, the website is currently undergoing redesign.
Really?
Really. But I'll be posting the podcast on YouTube and then putting them on our Facebook page for you so you could still keep up in case you're...
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, we can fix and get fancified.
Hey, that jerky you have, Mike, is that about 50 cents a bite?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's expensive. I guarantee that. But that's the coolest place. I went into the House of Jerky.
Where is that?
At the Wharf.
Oh, the Wharf's got one now? Love the one.
They've had one for... They've been there 2 years, they said.
It's nothing but jerky and beef sticks.
Yeah.
I love the one at Destin. It's not a trip to Destin without stopping at the Destin House of Jerky. Well, I got some jerky, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is
not... We're a bunch of jerks here tonight.
Uh-huh. We're going to jerk it on up in here. Mine is locally made, and I think you, Michael Bailey, are going to really like it.
I hope so.
All right.
343-0106.
343-0106. Call us.
Sippage.
Texas. Do something.
343-0107.
Python.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that loving feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out, only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal, loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Mother's Day is coming up Sunday, the 14th. I know the women in my life love flowers, and that's why every single year I get flowers from Pro Flowers. And this year you can get the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers for Mother's Day, and it'll make a real impression on your mom or whoever else you're buying flowers for.
She'll have those happy tears.
She'll have happy tears. This comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can even upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for only $10 more, and that'll make an even better impression. You can choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days, or you get your money back. The only way to get this 100 Blooms for Mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. And once you do that, click on the microphone in the top right corner. Use my code Dalton. That's D-A-L-T-O-N. Go to proflowers.com. Use my code Dalton. And when you click on the mic, and this stunning bouquet, it sells out fast. So make sure you order it today. Your mom will be happy. Your significant other will be happy. Whoever you need to get flowers for this Mother's Day, Pro Flowers has you covered.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is the jerky chewing capital of Alabama.
It is at the moment.
Okay. You guys are finished, so we can talk again.
Yeah, well, we have a sweet treat, Mike.
Okay.
V. Venetrius Jackson, my good old friend, beautiful, beautiful lady, is on the air with us now. Good morning, V.
Good morning, you guys. How are y'all doing today?
Oh, we're doing fine. Mocha, how are you?
Pretty awesome sauce.
For those who don't know, I had three very good friends back in the days that I worked in rental car companies.
Oh, yes.
And it was a blonde-headed lady, a Hispanic lady, and V, who is black. And V named them, what was it, Vanilla, Cappuccino, and Mocha?
I was Mocha.
and what was funny, Michael, is you would have been transfixed. Three absolutely stunning women all sitting at the same table together every day working.
And we all love Stu.
Aww.
I want to ask you something.
I'm in trouble now. Don't be too honest, V, because I got stories on you, too.
V, when y'all were all working together, did Stu bring in food for the group?
You know, he would, but I do also remember one particular time where he went on a diet health kick, and...
Don't you hate that?
I know. I did not like him at that time, but he would bring in like these, he made like these meatballs, but he didn't eat them. He said, well, because I'm on a diet, I can, you know, taste a little bit and spit it out.
Oh, yeah.
But he wanted y'all to eat them.
I was doing Atkins and meatballs had bread in it. Yeah, I was trying to knock off 100 pounds real quick so I could survive.
I know.
You wouldn't believe me now, baby.
Like, diet, no. That's from the devil.
Yeah. Well, V loves her sweets, her pastries.
I do.
But I've got a story about V.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
I brought, as Charlie mentioned, some food occasionally to work for people to try. Mm-hmm. And one day I made these wonderful raspberry white chocolate scones. Mm-hmm. And I go to give one to Venetrius, and I go, V, would you like to try one of my scones? Do you remember what you said?
Of course I don't. I'm old now.
Yeah. She said, Stuart, black people do not eat English pastries. And after laughing, she tried a bite, and she goes, I want the rest of that. So do you make scones now, V?
Believe it or not, I have made them, because I moved to California for a brief moment in time, and that is actually where I made your white chocolate raspberry scone. I did, because in California, you know, it's a different country up there when you're coming from Alabama.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
And you have fresh raspberries.
Exactly.
Use what is local. Always use what is local.
Use what is local. And that's when I fell in love with farmers market.
They are wonderful.
In California.
It really is.
It blew my mind.
There's a lot fresh of stuff produce. Out there to not like, but there's so much out there to like. You understand why there are so many people there.
Which is mainly food.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. Mike's all... He also is interested in the wine. They do a little bit of wine out there.
Oh, yes. Well, I actually used to work in Napa Valley.
Really? Now he just woke up.
I did. I used to work in Napa Valley, and one of my job requirements was on Friday, I have a car service come pick me up, and we would go to the local wineries and the olive oil places and sample everything.
Wow. So Mike likes your job.
When people would come in to visit, they would ask, and I would say, yeah, okay, this is a great winery to go to, or this is a great place to buy your olive oil.
That's called market research, isn't it?
Yeah. Now,
they said California is the place you ought to be.
Yeah. Listen, Mike's freestyling. Did you hear that?
I heard it.
Mother's Day's coming up, and you actually make things Mother's Day would like. Why don't you tell our listeners what it is that you do? Vintage.
Okay. Well, what I do is when I first started, I focused on those classic Southern, you know, sweets and treats, which was like the pound cake,
red velvet
the bread
cake.
Puddings, that kind of, the layer cakes, you know, buttermilk cakes, sour cream cakes. But now I've kind of ventured out and I've tried really focusing on making candies and pound cakes filled with cheesecake filling, anything, you know, to add 10 pounds to someone, because that's love.
That is love.
That's love.
Yeah.
And once you start, my motto is you take one good recipe, a good solid, trustworthy recipe, and you can branch out and do a lot of things.
Exactly. And for people who don't know and think that restaurant work is a big mystery, that's what it is. You learn base techniques, and then it's all about your creativity after that. But what you do with a lot of baking and confectionery is science. I mean, it's just flat out chemistry.
Mm-hmm. I never knew that I would like science. I wonder, you know, if I could go back to my science teacher and be like, hey, can you go ahead and change that D to an A? I appreciate that.
Hey, did you need that Did you need it to be above a D to get where you are today?
Not at all.
Then why waste extra energy, baby? Now, if people want to get one of your delicious, delicious creations for their mother,
yes,
where should they go?
They can easily contact me on Facebook. That's my main method of communication with people is through Facebook. I have a Facebook page called V's Vintage Sweets, and then they are more than welcome to call me. My number is, do I go ahead and give it out?
Or? Absolutely.
It's 251-554-6505.
One more time.
251-554-6505.
Look at you. You're a professional.
I try. And of course,
and who do we need to say hello to?
My delicious treat.
Oh, now we, you and I need to say hello to some people real quick, V.
Mm-hmm.
We need to say hey to Rosemary.
Rosemary!
Tina.
She gives me such a hard time with my grammar.
Ralph McKendry.
Oh, Ralph!
You know what Ralph does now, don't you?
He does the, is it roller derby?
Yeah, he coaches a ladies roller derby team in Oklahoma City. How awesome is that? And they're in Nashville right now.
He is amazing.
Great guy.
Anybody that can do that is like my hero because I love that kind of stuff.
I would pay to go to roller derby.
Hey, next time they're in New Orleans, I'll see if he can get you some tickets.
All right.
That would be great.
It has been wonderful catching up with you, sweetheart.
He can also put me on the team, too.
Because he'll take you out now. Yeah.
Can I ask one quick
question? Absolutely, Charlie.
Hey, when you're talking about your Facebook page, If I don't spell it correctly, it's not going to go to your page, is it?
No, I don't think so.
So is it V-E-E apostrophe S? Or?
S. V-E-E apostrophe S Vintage Suite.
Okay, I just wanted to get that in.
V-V-V-S.
I just found it.
See, why don't you share it to our Facebook page there, buddy? You know how to do that, or do I need to get some millennial in here to show you how to use the phone?
It popped right up.
There we go. V, thank you for coming on. Folks, do something special for Mom other than taking her to Apple Tuesday's Fern Bar, okay? Thank you, V.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Home Alone.
What a delightful person.
She really is. She's been a dear friend of mine a long time, and when I saw that she was trying to do something in this industry, and I thought, well, here's a chance that I can help an old friend, and I can help people get their mom something that's a little out of the norm, something that lets mom know you put some thinking into it, some folks. So get out there, V's Vintage.
Wow, I'm looking at the pictures on her Facebook page.
I know, right?
Delicious. Oh, she's going to be on the Sip and Chew show today.
Yeah, I know. Wow. So she's big time. All right, you big jerk, what you got there?
Well, I found this little place, and everybody's heard of it, called the House of Jerky.
Yeah.
And
the Cathedral of Dried Meat.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you what here.
Tell the folks what animal that is you're about.
This is python.
Python, as in a snake?
As in the snake.
But this will be my first snake.
You know, I took pictures of the labels of the other exotic stuff, like alligator, snapping turtle.
Had it.
Swordfish.
Had it.
I've had that.
Lemon pepper swordfish.
Peppered. As a jerky, Charlie?
No, I'm just a...
Oh, okay.
Peppered salmon.
A steak.
Had it.
Mako shark.
Had it.
Sweet and spicy turkey jerky. That sounds like something big that John on Fish River would have.
Had it. Incidentally, this is the same way I watch Animal Planet. Had it. Oh. Had it.
Teriyaki.
Had it once, but won't eat it again.
Yeah. And buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo jerky.
They have any kangaroo?
Whiskey rabbit.
They have some kangaroo.
Whiskey
kangaroo
rabbit.
Right there.
Yeah, kangaroo is very good.
Ostrich.
I enjoy it. Yeah, I've had that. It's very lean.
Uh-huh. But anyway, I've got some jerky here open, some python jerky. Mm-hmm. Did you just get some or some of yours?
No, I took some of mine.
Okay. Well, y'all try some of this.
I'm fixing to. Why don't you keep talking so I can finish mine?
I wanted to ask you a jerky question.
Go for it.
When I look at jerky, I'm thinking this is good stuff to take if you're going camping or hiking.
Or driving
around.
It's a very lean protein.
The point I'm getting at is that it's got a pretty good shelf life, doesn't it? I mean, this bag of beef jerky you brought.
Beef jerky don't have much of a shelf life with me because I don't let it age.
Well, no, but I'm saying
its original purpose, Charlie, was as a cured meat that could last at room temperature for months, even years if needed.
Yeah, see, that's what I was getting at.
The jerky we eat today is not exactly the same. It's much softer. It's not dehydrated as much.
The only way the cowboys ate the jerky before was not the way we do. They would rehydrate it in water and make a stew from it.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
So it's not exactly the same jerky. So, no, it's not going to happen.
So we could rehydrate this?
We actually could. Yeah. My guess is this is more than likely a ground meat that would just fall apart, though. So okay. When we get back, we're going to tell you about python. We're going to tell you about smoky beef jerky.
All right.
All you school kids, listen up.
Serve some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Oh! Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Lunch Lady Land.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s at daybreak. And for Monday, sunny with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharries Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us, we're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore, 990-5100, McSharries Irish Pub.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long, 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
Well, it just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
If mama's not happy, then nobody's happy. That's why this Mother's Day, FM Talk 106.5 is going to help you make mama happy with an unbelievable Mother's Day prize package, including a $500 Tyler Diva pampering package from Beckham's Florist and Gift, 7850 Airport Boulevard and Schillinger. Your one-stop fun shop. Outdoor designer sunglasses valued at $500 from Sunglass World. Your number one source for high-end sunglasses on Airport at Schillinger. A $1,000 custom-designed charm bracelet from the Endless Collection at Michael Ross Jewelers on Hillcrest Road. Michael Michael Ross, a designer of jewelry. A year of the best homemade ice cream from Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream on Old Shell at North Florida Street. 48 years and still dipping. And a canary diamond ring in a double halo setting worth $4,700 from Carrot Patch Jewelry in the Pine Brook Shopping Center. Exceeding customer expectations since 1982. Register at these sponsors to win. One qualifier from each location with a grand prize winner selected from the five qualifiers this year. Make mama happy with the mother of all prizes from FM Talk 106.5. Fighting the socialists in Washington. Exposing the nonsense in Congress. Restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio Town Hall with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must take a stand.
Please join me, Pete Rehm, 8 p.m. every Thursday night for the Restoring Common Sense Town Hall. Presented by the Call News, delivering news and sports for Mobile County. We'll turn up your voice. That's Common Sense Town Hall, presented by the Call News, every Thursday at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Is that a snake I hear?
Is that the python sound?
That's what we
give me a piece of that python, man.
There you go.
Okay.
Now you get that. That'll teach that python.
Now the jerky that I have, Mike and I are being jerks today.
Do what it did.
Is I've got one made in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, local.
I know where that is.
There you go. Charlie, have you some dead snake? And
wait a minute. Is this the python?
Yeah,
is this the python? I don't want that much.
Meat's meat.
Well, man. I don't want any python showing up at my house.
I don't know. If this stuff is good, we might want some python showing up at our house.
There you go.
There exactly you go. What I was trying to avoid. Mm-hmm. Ziploc on both sides.
Hey. 5 second rule. 5 second rule.
5 second rule. Is called Smokehouse Bayou Smoked Jerky. And Mike has tasted it. Does it or does it not taste similar to a very popular barbecue restaurant in this town?
You're right, because it gets a pecan.
Yep. It tastes a lot like Dos Hickory Pit. This is little old fella that makes this over in Ocean Springs, and then this lady happened on it. And now she's starting to sell it over here in Mobile. She went to, I think it was Tamron Honda the other day, sold $200 worth in one visit.
Yeah, that tastes just like Brick Pit Barbecue.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we're going to have her on in a couple of weeks like we just did Venetrius.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, this place is called Smokehouse Bayou Smoked Jerky. And smokehousebayou.com if you want to check it out. But we'll have her on in a couple of weeks. Mike, tell us where you ate while I eat on this dead snake.
Well, couple different things here. Let me pull my list up because I was went to Jenny Lane's last night.
I don't know what that is.
Jenny Lane's is a restaurant inside the wharf.
Oh, okay.
And
they got great stuff going on.
I'm gonna tell you, I was really impressed with how everything was. But I had started out with gumbo, but theirs was like a brown gravy, you know, real thick roux.
Really, really New Orleans.
Had a lot of flour, and it wasn't a dark brown roux like I like. Mm-hmm. But it was good. It was okay. It had sausage in it, and I don't like sausage and seafood gumbo.
That's just wrong.
Uh-huh. And my Sauvignon Blanc was an amber color. It was 2014, so it was kind of on the edge. Mm-hmm. And the girl said something about it having a little oak, and I said, well, no, it wouldn't be a Sauvignon Blanc. It would be a Fumé Blanc. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm glad I know the difference now.
Yeah,
thank you.
But I had fried shrimp. My fried shrimp, when they came out, they looked like
lobsters.
They looked like they had been battered and frozen. Mm-hmm. But the manager said, "No, we peel them fresh here every day. We only get big shrimp, and we peel them fresh every day. And we do when we batter them, They let them sit, mm-hmm. and they put them in the refrigerator to let it adhere.
You do that a lot with chicken and fish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very good method. It keeps the batter on it."
All right, but they were delicious. They were huge, huge shrimp, even after the tail and heads were off. Lou had the salmon over a spinach risotto and asparagus, and I tried a bite. It was delicious. You know, every now and then I got to where I stop at Cortland's out there in Spring Hill. I had a wedge salad the other night that was delicious. I love wedge salads.
It's
now.
The only,
I've gotten into it.
Only real use for iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, 219's got a really good one downtown. But
rumor has it that one time you could have gotten an Irish wedge if you were at a particular event at Lucky Irish Pub and Grill, where the chef there took the wedge, made a homemade Thousand Island.
Yeah.
Poured that over the top, plenty of sharp Irish cheddar, braised corned beef on top of it,
a
little pile of sauerkraut to the side, and a little mustard to the side.
Well, I want to, you know, the
Cortland's, I don't know who that guy was, but he was immensely talented.
I heard that. I heard that. But
and humble.
At Cortland's, though, the staff, what I tell you what I'm impressed with, the staff. They are the friendliest people. You'll ever, and there's a lot of good staff.
The guy that owns that place, this isn't his first restaurant, is it?
Right, right. He's done many restaurants, but
Cortland Inge, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, Cortland Inge. He's just got a great assembly of a staff there. Really nice people. And I love a place in Orange. It's funny that it's in Orange Beach, but it's called the Gulf.
Oh yeah,
and it's made with storage containers stacked. Huh?
It's a unique place.
It really is. And there's a lot. He's added so much onto that place. It's just, it's three or four times bigger than it used to be.
It's closest to a feel and a look of Caribbean.
Yeah.
Down in the islands of any place in this area.
Absolutely. So you've been there, Charlie, huh?
I've been there a lot.
Many times.
Well, that's a.
I've been to the islands many times.
Yeah, I know you have.
Quit
I know
showing
you
off.
No, no worries, Mom.
So that's where I ate at this week. I'm still covering for Bill while he recovers, and we got a little report yesterday that's encouraging that possibly the mass is benign.
Excellent.
That they removed, and so hopefully when I guess the labs will know for certain on the labs tomorrow, but it appears that what they thought was cancer. They had to remove some from his intestines and his liver, but it looks
that's
like
probably enough now.
Yeah, and other areas down there, but all indications are it's benign, and that's we're blessed for that because I need a day off. Yeah. Come on, Bill.
You're all heart.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm cranky.
Well, I'll run down my Where'd You Eat's real short because you know I'm getting ready, and then we'll talk about that in the last segment. What I'm working on now.
Okay.
For Cinco de Mayo, we went on Cinco de Cuatro.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To avoid the crowd. We went to Torero's in Sims with a little Mexican.
I bet it tastes just the same as it would have on the 5th, huh?
Yeah, but it wouldn't have had the crowd. We tried to go to Los Rancheros in Sims, and everyone was already pre-Cinco de Mayo then, and it was already packed out at 5 o'clock on Thursday for Cinco de Cuatro.
Don't people work?
Yeah. But everybody was trying to rush in, so, you know, the overflow lot was getting full. At Los Rancheros. So we went to Torero, had a great order of nachos on fried flour tortillas, Charlie.
Wow.
Right. And then Tuesday night, met up with an old friend of mine, finally got over to Niecy Nelson's place, Poor Nelson's Pub, for crawfish night.
All right.
And three fitty Guinness. I was a happy man.
Three fitty Guinness.
Three fitty Guinness. Three and I'm glad I finally got over to Niecy's place because she's done a heck of a job over there. It's a wonderful, wonderful, and it is bar, folks. There ain't no doubt about it. This is a bar. Don't bring your youngins in here. It's a bar. You walk in the door, you know it, and it is so friendly and so comfortable and so and big. You don't feel cramped going around the pool
it's
table.
It's huge. It's really
huge. Do they have
huge
darts?
I did not notice. The eyes on the lady that I was with were what captured my attention.
Oh, I see.
And the crawfish.
Mm-hmm. In that order,
just Niecy, I know you're asleep right now because, you know, you run a bar, which means you just went to bed. Great job. We will be back for some crawfishes because that was bad.
You had more than one, huh?
Yeah. It was $10 all you can eat, Mike.
Wow.
And went up there, cupped at taters, curds, sausages. It was good stuff, man. It was good. So that was a real quick one. Mm-hmm. I just want to say this real quick on the snapper season, and more importantly, the article that AL.com blowing the lid off a scandal much bigger than Watergate and almost on par with Benghazi, that the Bush and then Obama administrations have been tinkering with this snapper season so that 55 people made every bit of the money, and the other fishermen had to fish and give a cut of their share to 55 fishermen who didn't even put a boat in the water.
Wow.
This has been going on. You wonder why we have the ridiculous snapper seasons. This is it. So, Bradley Byrne, you want to earn your money? Bradley Byrne, you want to end your money? Let's make this public. Let's have congressional hearings over this deal.
Better this yet, is, let's just end this deal.
Yeah. But I am infuriated at this because this is simply a bunch of Washington insiders taking care of their friends at the expense of the entire country.
Yep. Yes.
Because now Red Snapper prices, we don't know where they should be. Are they artificially inflated? Are they artificially deflated? We don't know. All we know is the government literally is taking all of this Red Snapper.
The other question is, will we still have room to go swimming with all the Red Snapper that's out there overflowing the Gulf of Mexico?
Exactly.
Yes, you want to see if we can squeeze Lou in?
Got 1 minute, Lou. You want to talk about? We could stretch it out a little if we
need
to.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Are you
Lou,
serving?
You got something going on DIP?
Serving snakes?
Oh, yeah. We got our monthly breakfast down here at Outlative Lures, and we got Roy C. We're tied up to the stove here. And
I was wondering if Roy was going to make it.
You got him tied up by the ponytail?
We got him. But he's making some good chow. We got some of the best chow in town. And the way he does it is like on those hash browns. He takes the drippings off the Kaneka sausage and cooks it. man, the cheese grits has got some Tony's in it with some. We cook them up with chicken broth. I tell you, man, it's to die for. And then we go around here, and we got all kind of snakes running up and down Dolphin Island Parkway.
Is he gonna make some jerky?
We call them dip snakes, and we get some of those dip snakes, and we're going to make some jerky out of them for next month.
That'll work. We'll give everybody the address there, Our Lady of Lourdes.
Let me see.
Give them directions. It's on DIP next to the Boykin
Boulevard. Right on Boykin Boulevard, right off of DIP, right of the old South Buckley School there, right across the street.
And how late are you serving breakfast?
We serve it until about 10 o'clock.
And how much is a plate?
$5.
Man, you can't beat that, dude.
That's awesome. Lou, we should appreciate you calling in, buddy. We're up against the break, but we want to make sure we got in and let you plug Our Lady of Lourdes, buddy.
All right, buddy. Well, we really thank you, and y'all have a good one.
All right. Thank you, man.
Right, bye-bye. It's a mighty good food, it's a great day meal when I'm in the mood. Cowboys will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life. Eat steak, eat a big old steer, eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, eat beef, it's a mighty good food, it's a great day meal when I'm in the mood.
Over here. Oh, and bring my sunglasses, would you please?
I see you took my advice about visiting Grandview Point Apartment Homes.
At Grandview Point, we'll experience everything living on the coast has to offer. Great views, private lighted fishing pier and pavilion, pool, tennis courts, laundry facilities, plus a state-of-the-art fitness center.
All in this beautiful gated waterfront community?
Granite countertops, marble tubs surround spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and stainless appliances.
Hey, Dad, can I get the keys to the boat?
The boat?
Mom, Grandview Point has on-site dry storage, or we can tie up at the marina next door.
Why are both our boys home?
Just 15 minutes from downtown, only 10 minutes to the Brooklyn Aerospace Complex. Conveniently located at the corner of Dog River and Mobile Bay, our Grandview Point apartment home.
Ours?
I'll meet you on the balcony at sunset.
Hey, Dad! We're gonna need money for ice and snacks.
The kids are headed back to school before the weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Grandview Point. Corporate units available. Call 443-7222 or visit online at grandviewpointhome.com.
Mother's Day is on Sunday the 14th, and I got a solution for you to go ahead and get your Mother's Day shopping done and do it right. And that's with my friends at Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries is offering huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. And right now you can double the berries for just $10 more. You can pick your delivery date so they show up fresh and ready to go for that weekend. And the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you get your money back. I got mine the other day at the house, and as always, a big hit in our family. Listen, you may want to get two boxes of Sherry's Berries, but the strawberries are huge, and there's all kind of different coverings and coatings. I like the milk chocolate with the nuts on them. You've never seen anything like Sherry's Berries until you get Sherry's Berries. The only way to get the amazing berries deal starting at just $19.99 is to go to the website berries.com. When you're there, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use my code MOBILE. It's BERRIES.com and my code MOBILE. When you click the mic, enter the code MOBILE. Amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is right around the corner, so make sure to order now.
Na, 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 nappy time. That's right.
It's time to vote for your favorite bars, restaurants, musicians, doctors, artists, media folks, and just about everything else in Lagniappe's 15th Annual Reader's Choice Awards. And once again this year, we'll have two phases in the competition. Open voting for nominations now at votenappies.com through May 10th. Then on June 1st, we'll reveal the finalists in each category, and you can vote to help us decide the best of the best in such exciting categories as hottest bartender, best hoo-ha doctor, and the DJ you'd most like to see naked. Remember, your favorites must make it to the finals to win, so be sure to vote during the nomination period. And this year, it's even easier to vote. It's all online. The online voting platform is easy on the eyes and oh so user-friendly. Also in this issue, you'll find the news, commentary, and reviews you've come to expect from the area's largest locally owned newspaper. So pick up a Lagniappe today or head to votenappies.com and get to voting, reading, and keeping Mobile funky.
Na, 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 nappy time.
Christenberry in Alabama, an exhibition at the Mobile Museum of Art, honors the life and work of renowned artist William Christenberry. The exhibition, supported by the Crampton Trust and City of Mobile, includes paintings, drawings, sculptures, and photographs, and pays tribute to the artist's lifelong love affair with the rural South. This exhibition is presented as the first of Alabama's bicentennial celebration and is on view through June 4th, sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I can't believe it's almost over.
Yeah. Are the mics hot? Okay.
Yeah. There we go. We are three-fourths of the way through three-fourths
of our fifth year.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Our first show in our fifth year.
No. Yeah. Our last show in our fourth year.
Oh, okay.
Or it could be that way, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it depends on what.
Well, only if 4 years you want to
ago, what day did that first Sunday
It was on a Sunday.
It was May 5th.
On a Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, it was Cinco de Mayo.
We had Armando Chavez on from
Los Rancheros.
For the initial show?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, it was Cinco de Mayo. It worked out great.
Are you guys in the running for the Nappy Award?
Well, it's hard to say whether we're in the running or just walking alongside.
Can people vote more than once?
As far as I'm concerned,
we're running or not has to do with people going out and voting.
Yeah.
It's just like in California and Chicago, folks. Vote early and vote often.
That's it. And you can vote often every hour.
Yeah, this isn't like a presidential race in California where you can vote whether you live in this country or not.
But what if you're deceased? Can you vote then?
Yeah, it's okay. If you can do it in Chicago, you can do it in the Nappy.
There you go.
Joe Kane votes for us every year.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Now, but Chief Slack,
not to brag,
he votes for Sean.
And and what about Eugene Walters? If Eugene Walters was alive, he would vote for us.
If Eugene Walters was alive, he'd be on the show with us from time to time.
He darn sure would.
And he better be bringing some of that pork belly down there at the monkey bar.
This is where you nominate those for the awards. And they take the top ones with the most
votes. In the different categories.
And then they put them into the finals.
So it's just nominating.
So you go to Best Radio Talk Show and vote for Sip and Chew if that's who you wish to.
Sip and Chew with Stu.
There should be.
Oh, yeah. I left something out. Sip and Chew with He's Still Alive, Stu. Because, folks, I will not hesitate to play the sympathy card. Almost died. Vote for Sip and Chew. or vote for Stu as DJ you most want to see naked simply because you want to check out the scars.
I'm not voting for that.
Yeah. Some people like to look at the scars. My brother loves to share a video of somebody getting an abscess taken care of.
But you're not a DJ.
I'm just waiting with bated breath for Bill Finch to show up.
Nobody's a DJ anymore. They don't have discs to jockey. Correct, Charlie?
I guess so.
When's the last time you dropped a needle on a record professionally?
About 1978.
Oh, that's about the time you were graduating college, isn't it?
I was in college, but you know, this week was the 35-year anniversary of MTV of 15 years of music videos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 15 years of music video, 35 years of crap. But, you know, every now and then I'll flip over. Like, VH1 recently showed all of Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, they go, oh, let's do some music today. You know, or Pink Floyd's The Wall. Just show the whole movie.
I just love seeing the old videos from the 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Yeah.
And I still love seeing whenever I've seen Thriller. You know, mm-hmm. that was nominated for an Academy Award in short film.
Right.
And that's what it was.
It was 17 minutes. It's a, mm-hmm. you know.
Short film.
Yeah, that's a short film. And one of the great pop songs of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and it had Vincent Price. Had class. Just Vincent Price.
Zombies. Before they were cool.
Yeah. But, you know, when I was a kid back in the 60s, whatever, zombie movies were big back then.
Sure.
They're huge now. And I didn't like them then. I don't like them now.
And I loved Bud
Did
Allen.
You like Rodan, that dinosaur that blew fire over Tokyo and melted the city?
I used to watch all that stuff on the Max.
Now Godzilla. On the Max cool. Godzilla versus Megalon. That was a movie.
Mm. Max Goodman's Big Show. It used to come on Channel 5 all
yep,
the time.
Yep.
The
Big Show.
Big Show.
And oh, watch the giant spider. The guy washed the spider down the sink, and then he opens the door, and it's a huge spider in his mm-hmm. living room.
Yeah.
So he closes the door, and a tiny spider crawls back out the sink.
Giant ants that devoured Los Angeles.
That was a good one. Unfortunately, it was fiction.
Yeah. War of the Worlds, Orson Welles, the black and white.
And the Batman movie would come on once a year.
Creature from the Black
Lagoon. Yeah, Batman and Robin with Adam West and Dick Ward.
I used to like how they climbed the side of buildings.
Yeah. Albert.
Mm-hmm.
With Albert and...
Albert Pennyworth was the character.
On the thing that I like to repost a lot on Facebook is Iconic Cool. Mm-hmm. They just did all the Batman stuff.
Yeah, but you know, one of the problems I have with your Iconic Cool posts is that, you know, like... Heath Ledger, not iconic and cool.
Yeah,
just
cool. But Heath Ledger, I believe, was the best Joker ever. The best.
Go back and watch 89's Batman. Watch Jack Nicholson.
The Joker.
I mean, Jack Nicholson. And honestly, Cesar Romero. Cesar Romero.
We'll see if Cesar Romero, but, you know.
One last plug for best Joker. Mark Hamill, who voices him on all of the animated shows, is brilliant.
Okay, whatever.
Brilliant.
Hey, whatever.
Cookie's on the line, but we only
you're
going to
be our last guest on our fourth anniversary show.
And we only have about a minute, Cookie, unfortunately.
Well, I was one of your first guests on your first show, so
yes,
it's fitting. And I want to congratulate you very much. But I also want to point out that you're leaving out two of the all-time goodies as far as films. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even
that.
Bring that up, please.
And Gnomes.
And what was the music they played that singer to kill all the Martians when they were coming?
That was that Arizona yodeling music in Mars Attacks.
They used to play it on late night TV.
Slim Whitman?
No, it wasn't Slim Whitman. It's Arizona. Slim Whitman was actually popular in the UK.
We got a minute.
Yeah, Cookie, we got a minute. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Folks, I got a real quick announcement to make. Mike knows this. Charlie knows this. I got a new gig.
Yeah.
I am the executive chef at Bellisera Gardens, which is a new wedding venue in Loxley, Alabama. And we will be opening to the public next week.
It's spectacular, too. It's
really spectacular. 15 gorgeous sculpted acres that Bill Finch would probably love to go. That doesn't belong here.
He came in
with not indigenous.
Bill is here with clothes on.
Yeah. But be listening for more on that. We've got a big open house coming up soon for the media and other chef types.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, hey. Should I get you an invitation?
I hope so.
You can always just walk in, Mike. You're always welcome.
We want to shout out a happy birthday to our buddy John on Fish River.
John on Fish River.
Yeah, yesterday was his birthday. Sorry I couldn't make
he
it,
He must
John.
Still be recovering. He didn't call.
Yeah, I know. But folks, support local, buy local, be local. Provolone.
Provolone for 4 years in a row and Baba Ganoush for a couple of weeks.
Try some of this python jerky.
No, try some of this Smokehouse Bayou smoked jerky.
Jerky isn't good after you've had a Waffle House breakfast.
It's good on a Waffle House breakfast.
Probably.